waiting. You touch my life. Oh, soft and warm on a summer's night. You're the only one, I told you. The only one I love. The lovely one.
Behind the desk in the White House in Florida.
It's over. We are screwed.
Thomas Paine Podcast. Paine in the morning. What's going on out there? We're going to jump right into the videotape.
Right? Chaka Khan.
What the
hell? Chaka Khan. Shaka Khan. Let me rock it. Let me rock it. Shaka Khan. Let me rock it. That's all I want to do. Shaka Khan. Let me rock it.
Oh, we're going to rock it. We have a lot of stuff. I mean, this sucker is jam-packed. So let's not waste time with me chattering. Fuck off. Let's go right to the videotape. What do you think of that? No more chit-chat. Don't you get up here. The guy's not fucking around tonight.
But even Dr. King's assassination did not have the worldwide impact that George Floyd's death did.
Oh, yes, the resident of the United States has to be the worst president ever at this point, and he's only a little bit more than a year in. As I said, I think he shuffled his fossil ass back to D.C. From Delaware, where he has spent, folks, over 28% of his first year has been in Delaware at home, and I know because the fucking airplanes buzz our house. Because they change the flight patterns. We get all the air traffic thanks to this airhead. And so there he is praising St. Fentanyl, George Floyd again. And of course, that was an earlier comparison. That wasn't today, which was MLK Day, MLK Jr. Day, Martin Luther King Jr., Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. But nonetheless, he said it before. And you know how these politicians are. If they say it, they likely mean it, even if they change their mind later. Well, we're talking about George Floyd. Let's change the pace here. We're talking about rocks and crack rocks and fentanyl. Hey, you're going to rock this town. Coming off a big MLK Day, federal holiday. Talked to some of my friends in the federal bureaucracy today. They were at home, living it up. On your dime. But you can't make it up. Yeah, the market was closed today, right? Was the market closed today? Well, we have some news. I'm keeping an eye on things. The last time it was open, of course, was the 14th of the month, Friday. It was closed yesterday. And we're keeping an eye on Pfizer stock. Just thinking how bad this fucking stock is and what must really be going on in this company. And we have many different things, many different irons in the fire. We have one hell of a hot wire coming up. We just had a hot wire smoking a day and a half ago, a day ago. I don't know. Rock this town. Rock this brain. But Pfizer is down, and we've been talking about this off and on. Keep an eye, I said, on those mRNA stocks.
Short
alert. And well, sometimes you're plugged into these things and you understand what's going on. You read the tea leaves. The tea leaves here in the last month, less than 30 days, the stock's down 10%. How could that be, pray tell, with all the contracts coming in from around the world for all their different schemes, I mean, drugs. Do the math. You know, they're laying off, not a lot of people know this, they're laying off salespeople. Why would you need to lay off salespeople if you're booming, if you're raking in money? There should be people there with rakes to bring the money in and to count the money. No. Stock's down 10% in a month. Look out. And I said, you can't keep a lid on what was going to happen. I said this. This is likely a byproduct. We'll keep an eye on it. Of course, the stock market can be rather complex. And Pfizer stock tanking 10% in a month is likely not due to just one single thing, but many missteps and things behind the curtain, the pharmaceutical, big pharmaceutical curtain, and aren't going so cheery, according to our folks in Pfizer. I'm supposed to have somebody on here talk about that. We're still working on a lot of things. And welcome here to Paine.tv. You heard it here first. A crackhead drug dealer his death was more prophetic than Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Yeah, okay, buddy. I think he broke into some of Hunter's rocks. He's rocking the town at home. He's self-medicating like Hunter.
Don't worry. Don't worry, Dr. Jill. Hunter's vaccinating himself every day with his friends.
Out in California. Wherever the hell that fucking criminal is. I saw the calls today.
He's going to jail. The feds are investigating.
So-called influencers, etc. Just stop. Please stop. Just stop it. Just fucking stop it. My God. You're a sad lot. They get these influencers. They scrape the bottom of the barrel. Are these fraudsters, schemers, wife beaters? There was a cat I met back in the day. He was in this cat was real. I'm sure he's not with us anymore. He ran a newspaper in where was it? I met this guy. He was awesome. He was a brother. He was in St. Louis. And he ran this urban newspaper, like a city newspaper, mostly for African Americans, but some other folks in the community. And he was cool, man. And he told it like it is. He had you open up a newspaper, you write for the police blotter. It tells you what's going on in the police blotter. Like, this car was broken into. This place had a fire. This dude got arrested for DUI. This dude got arrested for domestic abuse. And most newspapers, like when I started writing in newspapers, they say, "Moore, you're on the police blotter. You have to call all these fucking police departments and find out what's going on." And when I came into the Daily newspaper in Bergen County, we had a call. I don't even know, man. It was like 60 police departments every day if you're on the police beat. Vicious. What's going on up there? Anything happen? Anyway, so this dude in St. Louis was trying to sell newspapers, and so he was doing things a little differently. Instead of calling it police blotter or police charges or whatever, he called it the wife beaters and sweetheart mistreaters. That dude was cool. And I think I met him at a conference or somewhere. And I was chatting him up, and he just understood the streets. A very street smart guy. And some of the people in journalism thought it was very improper what he was doing.
That's not journalism, my man. That's ghetto journalism. Oh, we don't appreciate it. How dare you, sir?
Have you ever been to the inner city in St. Louis, buddy?
No, I haven't, but I'm going to visit. We have a Mario Perillo tour of Staten Island later this month.
Anyway, they're scraping the bottom of the barrel for these so-called influencers and all these conferences they're having. It's fucking embarrassing. Anyway, let's move on. Some of the things that are cooking, folks. Djokovic has been thrown out of Australia. That's not news, but why didn't they want the Australian government? The government's main lawyers, they argued that Djokovic, the tennis star, number one in the country, in the world, really, they didn't want him playing in the Australian Open because he was unvaccinated, and by thus allowing him to play, especially if he would win, or for God forbid, get a hold of a microphone that they couldn't cut off, that Djokovic could become an icon of free choice, in quotes. That's what Australian government lawyer said. We don't need this guy becoming a hero or an icon of free choice. Now, God forbid. God forbid that would happen. We don't give these citizens here any reason to rise up and choke us the fuck out. And now, don't kid yourself, one totalitarian government chimes in and others follow suit. And this top athlete in the world, apparently it's okay to let anybody else in your country, right? Open borders, all these countries. Get these hobos come mingling in from the Middle East. These extremists, they can come in. They don't care if they've been vaccinated, but a tennis star comes in. Oh, my God.
We don't want this man to become an icon of free choice. He must be shackled and deported immediately. How dare you, sir?
And this is what we're dealing with. Anyhow, expect the same treatment in there's upcoming tennis, international tennis competition in Madrid, Spain. And, of course, the French Open. Watch. Watch these tyrants join in. I guess Djokovic might be the one laughing. I think it's the fourth or fifth top athlete in the world that folks who are obviously vaccinated and participating in the Australian Open had to withdraw in the middle of a fucking match. The fourth top tennis player had to withdraw in the middle of a match because of severe chest pains. Oh, I wonder how that happened. Nobody can. Really, it's a mystery. It's a mystery. Fuck out of here. So, Djokovic, a Serbian, and, you know, you have to think about some of the young bucks that I don't really understand history. You have to think about Jesse Owens in the 36th Olympics in Berlin. With everything going on, the politics, the Third fucking Reich, right? The tensions, the international tensions, and they let Jesse Owens participate in the Olympics, and he mopped everybody up, made a fucking mockery of the world, made a mockery of Germany and its insanity. And of course, at that time, we didn't really understand what the hell Germany was going to unleash on the entire world, but at least Owens showed up and mopped everybody up, and there won't be any Jesse Owenses with Djokovic. And that's what they were saying. That's what Australians' top government lawyers were arguing.
We don't need an icon of free choice. We don't need another Jesse Owens.
And you're not going to get one. And there was a lot of controversy, a lot of scandal when Jesse Owens was allowed to compete in Berlin. And you wonder what's going on in these countries. They haven't learned anything from world history, and that makes those folks dangerous. And it also puts them in danger, since they haven't learned from world history. It's okay. They're too busy selling vaccines for Albert, I'm just a veterinarian, Borla, the CEO of Pfizer, who must be worried about his stock. It's at $54.90. What was it today? Let me get it. $54.95, down 1% today. There has to be, and they're pulling out all the tricks. We're going to have a flu vaccine, and we're going to have a COVID vaccine. It's going to be one vaccine. It's going to be so much stuff. We're going to have pills. We're going to have so much stuff. Okay. They're trying every trick in the book to pump that stock price up. Of course, when you are firing and laying off your sales staff, what does that mean? And there's a lot of other, from what we're hearing, a lot of other rumblings at Pfizer. And I said this for a long time, you're not going to be able to keep a lid on all the deaths. And I still don't think they have complete immunity. I mean, the federal government here is trying their damnedest to make sure that they still are covered under emergency use authorization, but there's just too many fucking dead people. That's not even a conspiracy theory anymore. Certainly was a conspiracy from the beginning. Like we pitched it, it was a fucking conspiracy. Criminal conspiracy, and it still is. And I said for a long time, you're not going to be able to keep a lid on it. And here we are. And Wall Street, by the way, notices. You might be able to fool some of the dupes out here by greasing your influencers, greasing your media types. Mainstream media is carrying the water for these criminals. Eventually, you run out of luck, though. Every single day, guess what there are more of than the previous day? people who understand the scheme. That's bad news for these criminals. And, of course, it's even worse news when the actuaries, the insurance companies, start to take notice. What the fuck is going on here? We talked about insurance company in the Midwest last week, saying that they had seen upwards of an uptick of 40% overall deaths. Insurance claims from a different selection of ailments, including COVID, since the vaccines rolled out. And Aegon, and other insurers are checking in now, and they have also been hit by U.S. COVID-19 deaths. The Dutch insurer Aegon NV reported a 16% fall in third quarter operating profit. You thought I was going to say 16% fall in death claims? You wish. They lost 60% in one quarter operating profit due to higher COVID-19 related mortality claims in the United States. It's the latest European insurer to suffer from such new waves of the pandemic. Ooh, they're new waves? Well, we've been saying this for months. And we said it right in the third quarter, of course. Right before the fourth quarter, we reported on Hotwire, the highest level on pain.tv. Wake up, folks, and smell the chaos on Hotwire. We got another big one coming. Another big one about our little friend. No, not that little friend. Get your minds out of the gutter, people. Fauci, which could be compared to that other little friend. Anyway, I digress. Aegon, which does over 66% of its business in the United States, said unfavorable mortality claims in the Americas in the third quarter were 111 million, up from 31 million a year earlier. Oh, that's a pretty good increase, right? 31 million up to 111 million? Nothing to see here, folks. It's rare. It's all conspiracy theory. It's rare. Unexpected death. Unexpected. Dies unexpected. Died unexpectedly. Dies unexpectedly. That's a lot of cash. Let's see how much cash. They're not even going to tell you how much cash. I mean, they're saying it's 111 million, but really, what is that? I mean, that's tip of the iceberg. If they're saying $111 million, run for your life. This is going to go into the billions for these insurance companies. We're just getting started. What else to say here? Among other European insurers, Swiss Re said its life and health division incurred significantly higher COVID-19 related claims of $1.2 billion. That didn't take long. Pain is on today. $1.2 billion in the first 9 months of 2021, primarily originating in the U.S. Munich Re also saw Swiss Re and Munich Re
in Germany, yeah.
Also saw a higher than expected COVID impact in its results earlier this week. U.S. firm MetLife was hit at its domestic life operations in generally strong third quarter earnings. It said that in the third quarter, 40% of U.S. COVID-19 deaths were of people under 65 years old, the highest percentage in any quarter since the pandemic began. Oh! How is that possible? Didn't they tell us that this couldn't happen? Right? Flock of seagulls? Flock of Fucking Assholes should be the name of it. Let's go to the videotape. I think they said this couldn't happen.
That when people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected, whether they're outdoors or indoors. We're not going to eradicate this. We've only done that with smallpox. We're not going to eliminate that. That only happens with massive vaccination programs like we did with measles and with vaccines. But we ultimately will control it. That when people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
We can kind of almost see the end. We're vaccinating so very fast. Our data from the CDC today suggests, that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick, and that it's not just in the clinical trials, but it's also in real world data.
So Marvin Gaye would ask, what's going on? And so would we, in a standard question here on a daily basis. What's going on? Well, we're telling you what's going on. We've been telling you what's going on. These cats lie. Fauci, Walensky, they're fucking liars. They knew exactly what was going to happen here. They lied to you. They tricked you. Make sure you got your jabs. And now you're fucked. Plain and simple. Walking around, you're a ticking time bomb. Oh, I love the people that you don't know what you're talking about, Payne. It's misinformation. Fucking insurance companies are telling you to your face this is chaos, and it's only a matter of time before they say, you know what, we're not paying these fucking claims anymore. Or, God forbid that would happen, that would collapse just about the entire scheme. Maybe that's what's needed here. But don't forget, a lot of these companies, the world's biggest insurance companies, they're going to bear, and they are bearing the lion's share of COVID-19 chaos and responsibility and fallout, because they have triple exposure through property and casualty and life insurance businesses and also PNC businesses. Fuck out of here. The hammer's going to come down. You know why? People start dropping. They got to pay out. Guess who doesn't have to pay their premiums anymore? The dead people. They don't have to pay their business insurance. They don't have to pay their life insurance. They don't have to pay their property and casualty insurance because they're fucking dead. The government's going to have to come in and put a big cork on this, just the same cork that they use so that Biden won't crap his pants. I'm going to need a bigger cork, although I think that Biden is a big ass and likely needs a big cork, but your tax dollars are going to end up backstopping this insanity. There's no other way around it. They're going to have to throw money at it. Or these companies, when it starts cutting into their other businesses, their investment income,